Coaching the Coach by Alyssa Renee Madsen, editorial intern. Brian Black digs in. There's one out with a runner on first. Brian, a shortstop for the Hempstead High School Bobcats, is ready. With a crack of the bat, Brian glides to his right, deep in the hole between second and third base. The shortstop backhands the ball, and now he must make a decision. In one fluid motion, Brian takes the ball out of his glove and flips it to the second baseman, who steps on the bag and fires the ball to first. It wasn't easy, but Brian made the inning-ending double play look routine. It was the kind of play that makes his coach smile, a kind of play that makes fielding all those extra grounders after practice seem worthwhile. Brian's quickness has paid off again. But Brian's quickness isn't what really impressed his baseball coach the first year Brian played. What most impressed Coach Marcus Cloud from Hempstead, Texas, was the kind of example Brian set for his teammates. He never swore, he didn't talk back, and he went out of his way to befriend his teammates. Brian carried himself in a way that was real positive, outgoing, and it always seemed like there was something a little bit different about him, says Coach Cloud. The coach couldn't figure out what the difference was, but he was so intrigued by it that he started following Brian's example. When Coach Cloud found out that Brian didn't drink tea, he decided not to drink it either. And when Coach found out that Brian was a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he made up his mind to look into that too. Coach Cloud first met the missionaries at Thanksgiving Day at the Blacks' home. That night, he told the missionaries he wanted to know more about the religion Brian practiced. Soon, the coach was meeting with the missionaries regularly and talking to Brian. "Brian filled in a lot of blanks for me. I would go and talk with him about the things that I had read in the Book of Mormon, and he was actually able to answer a lot of questions for me," says Coach Cloud. But the most important question Brian's coach asked him came on the bus ride back from a baseball game in the nearby town of Columbus. He asked simply, "Brian, do you think I have what it takes to be a member of the church?" Brian smiled and answered, "I would say you do." But despite Brian's reassurances, Coach Cloud still wasn't sure if he was ready for baptism. Game lost, answer found. A week later, Brian's baseball team suffered a huge loss to a rival high school. After the game, the players sat in silence, waiting for the bus to take them home. Everyone was depressed, especially Coach Cloud. Brian walked over to the coach to cheer him up. Intending to comment on the game, Coach Cloud looked up at Brian. But instead of replaying the day's gory defeat, he said, "Brian, I'm going to be baptized." If Brian was shocked by the announcement, so was his coach. But Coach Cloud says he knew he needed to join the church. Brian was thrilled. "It was neat that it was my baseball coach getting baptized," says Brian, who is a priest in the Waller branch and was able to perform the ordinance. Brian says the experience strengthened his friendship with Coach Cloud. In fact, last summer, the two took a trip to Utah to visit temples in the area and see Brian's grandparents. Unable to resist his coaching instincts for even a second, Coach Cloud made Brian work out every day but Sunday during the trip, no matter what. While they were on that road trip from Texas to Utah, they would often stop at rest stations and lay out orange cones so Brian could run sprints. Missionary drills. Brian admits the rigorous training was good for him, though, and helped him stay in shape for his nearly year-round athletic activities. Besides playing baseball, he is also a member of his school's basketball and golf teams. Far more important than the athletic training, however, was the spiritual conditioning Brian received from the trip. He and Coach Cloud were able to do baptisms for the dead in the Provo, Utah temple and visit several church history sites. And Brian and his coach had plenty of time to talk about Brian's plans to serve a full-time mission. "I'm looking forward to the spiritual experiences you get from a mission," says Brian. A full-time mission is an event Brian's in full training for. He often brings friends from high school to church and seminary with him, hoping to interest them in the gospel. Victor Vanegas, 18, who joined the church 3 years ago, says Brian's friendship helped him feel welcome in the branch. "And Brian and I have been friends since I joined the church," says Victor, who is also on Hempstead's baseball team. "When I first went to church, everybody was nice, so I kept coming back," he says. Where to look? It's Sunday, and the Waller Branch's sacrament meeting is about to start. Brian sits with his family, his arm around his youngest brother, Brent, 8, who is dressed in clothes identical to the big brother he looks up to. Coach Cloud walks in and quietly sits down beside them. Although his friendship with Brian has been sealed by both victory and loss on the baseball field, it's here, enjoying the gospel, that the two feel their greatest bond. It's a bond formed because of Brian's example on and off the field. If youth were to learn something from Brian, it is that it is important that you set the right example, says Coach Cloud. "There are people like me who would love to know about the gospel, but they don't know where to look, until a shortstop with quick feet and a strong testimony comes along," that is. Sidebar: another young man on Coach Marcus Cloud's team has accepted the gospel. While the new era was in Hempstead, we talked with Javier Suced above, who was being taught the discussions by the missionaries. When Javier asked to be baptized, he requested that his coach perform the ordinance. Coach Cloud was thrilled by Javier's request. End of the article, Coaching the Coach, by Elisa Renee Madsen, editorial intern. Read by Paul Royal.